Look what it says in chapter 2, verse number, let's see here. Let's read verse 13. It says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. I'll explain that in just a bit. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but the subverting of the hearers. Now, I always wonder, like, what does that mean? Why does he say charge them before the Lord? So he's saying, you know, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. And he's telling Timothy, you need to charge this before the Lord, that you're faithful and you cannot deny yourself. That's what he's saying, right? Now, go with me if you would. Hold your place there. Go to Luke chapter 18, if you would. Luke chapter number 18. I'm going to explain to you what I believe this is referring to. Now, there's a concept in the Bible. Remember, I'm not giving points here, okay? I just threw the verses on here. We're just explaining them away. We're studying the Bible in regards to this topic, right? There's a concept in the Bible called importunity. It's found once in the Bible in Luke chapter number 11. Importunity means persistence. And the Bible explains to us that we need to have importunity types of prayers to God. In other words, be persistent when asking God for something. And he gives the example of the friend that goes to the other friend to ask for bread. And the guy is like, I'm in bed. My children are in bed with me. I cannot rise. And he says, though he wouldn't, but yet because of his importunity, he rose up and he gave him bread. He's like, this guy's persistent. I'm just going to give him bread. We see the same concept in Luke chapter 18, but with a different outcome. In Luke 11, it's the importunity for God for his what? Provision. Look at Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It says here, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Think about that. I mean, do you ever faint when you pray? No one faints unless you're really out of shape or something. You're just like, oh, man. This is referring to when you're going through trials, you faint. So he's saying men should always pray and not faint. What does that mean? Endure, right? Look at verse 2, he explains it, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So what is the story here? The story is God is talking about a judge who is basically saying, you know what? Because you're persistent, I'm going to avenge you. I'm going to take vengeance upon your adversary because you're persistent in asking me to. What is the application? Look at verse 6. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? Oh, this is not talking about his provision anymore. This is talking about his protection. In fact, a step further, it's talking about God taking vengeance. Yeah. And he says, don't you think that I won't take vengeance for you if you continuously come to me like that woman came to the unjust judge? That was an unjust judge who was willing to answer that for this woman. What about the judge of all the earth that does right? If you come to me asking me to avenge you of your adversary, you have importunity in prayer, I'm going to avenge you. But here's the problem. Look at verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? What is that talking about? Talk about end times. Because during the end times, there's going to be great trials, great tribulations. Many Christians are going to die. And he's like, will I find faith on the earth during that time? Now, Revelation 6, and let me say this. I believe this is in the truest sense, obviously, even today, while we're alive, but I believe it even has to deal with those who are in heaven right now, that they can pray for this. Because we see the example in Revelation chapter 6. Those souls who were killed for the testimony of Christ are under the altar, and they're asking, when will they avenge us? And he's like, just a little while. Christ comes back, and then the wrath of God is poured. So we see here that faith is not in reference to salvation. Right here, it's in reference to having faith that God will avenge us of our enemies. Oh boy, don't we have enemies? We have a lot of enemies. We have people who hate our guts. I have people who threaten me on a weekly basis. Say the most vile things. You say, what do you do? I have importune prayer. I pray. And I know that he will avenge me speedily. Well, how fast? Well, to the Lord, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. And look, the Bible tells us that everything is beautiful in his time. He just has perfect timing. Amen.